What is up, everyone? My name is Sebastian, and you're listening to SEP Talks. Today, I'll be talking about the 75 Hard Challenge by Andy Frisella. This is a 75-day challenge that pretty much pushes you out of your comfort zone and helps you build up your mental toughness. It is a challenge that has five different requirements that you cannot miss, you cannot cheat out of. You have to complete, and I think... No, it's been a great journey. I finally finished it 2 days ago, and this is the podcast where I'll be talking about my experience behind it. So I hope you guys enjoy, and let's get right into it. All right, so just to recap what the challenge was about, you had to do five things, five very specific things. Number one, you had to read 10 pages every single day. Number two, you had to drink a gallon of water every single day. Number three, you had to take a progress pic every single day. Number four, you had to follow a diet, whatever diet that may be. Maybe you're cutting on sugars, maybe you're cutting carbs, maybe you're doing keto, maybe you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, you're following a strict diet. And number five, you have to work out twice during one day. But one of those times has to be indoor and one of those times has to be outdoor. So, for example, you could go out running for 45 minutes and then you could go to the gym for your indoor workout. You could go on a hike for 45 minutes and then do yoga at home. So, those are the five prerequisites that you had to do in order for you to, you know, be part of this challenge. Obviously, I've done that for 75 days straight. No skipping the gym, nothing like that. Even when I've traveled, I've been able to work out, you know, outdoors and indoors. So, you know, now that the challenge is over, I want to talk about my experience behind it and just kind of share what was going through my mind at the beginning of this, you know, the stages of, I don't know, kind of, you know, being excited and not really knowing what's going to happen, and then actually, you know, being in day 40 and day 50 and you're like, holy shit, I'm done with this. And then, you know, towards like the end of the month or the end of the challenge where you're like, okay, you know, 10 more days, 9 more days, 7 more days, 5 more days, where you're just doing it and doing it and doing it just to finish off the challenge. Just to start off, I started because it had been about 6 months, actually not like 5 months, where I was working a second full-time job. I had, you know, I was getting ready for my wedding, and I put everything else, everything that's usually my priorities, like my mental health and my physical health, I put it aside so that I could focus on this second job, so that I could essentially make more money. And this also took a lot of time away from being with Carly. It took a lot of time away from being with my family and just doing things that make me happy. And what happened was that I got married on May 4th, and we went on our honeymoon. We were out in Europe for 2 weeks, and I just remember thinking, you know, looking at myself in the mirror, and I said, I don't like the way that I look. And it's not like, you know, I don't think I'm like fat. I didn't like it. I didn't look healthy. And I feel like that's something that I've always loved in my life, especially after having back surgery. It's like I've learned to appreciate having a healthy body and a healthy mind. So I looked at myself and I said, you know, I don't like who I'm looking at in the mirror. I don't like this person that's just pale and flabby and not very, I don't know, you know, I would go up the stairs and I would be like huffing and puffing for air, and I wanted to make a change in my life. So I told Carly that I wanted to do something different, and when I got back from our honeymoon, I listened to Andy Frisella's podcast, and I knew I was going to do it, I just didn't know when. But I did know that I was going to do it in the summer because, you know, 75 days of working out inside and outside, I was just thinking, like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to work out outdoors for 75 days during the winter in Utah. I don't know how that's going to happen. I know people do it, but I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it in the summer so that I can, you know, enjoy hikes, enjoy working out outside, playing sports, being active. So anyway, we get back from our honeymoon, and I think that the same week I just said, fuck it, I'm going to start it today. And the first day I actually failed. I think I didn't take my progress pic, or I didn't read. I don't know. It was something very, very stupid. And that's when I realized, okay, like, it's not as easy as I thought it would be, for sure. Like, I thought it would just be, oh, okay, you know, you have 5 tasks, get them done, and then you're done. But it was way harder. It was way harder than that. So I'll be talking about the experience after, I guess, my first, you know, 10, 15 days in the next section. All right, so then after day 10, day 15, it's definitely, I'm hitting a wall where I feel like I am running out of things to do. I am sore every single day, like literally every single day. I felt like my body was just aching. So I started thinking of ways that I could manage the pain and still go along with the challenge. So I started stretching and doing yoga / meditation at home. And the first time I did yoga, I was sweating. I was, you know, my flexibility was at an all-time low, I feel. And I just kept going and going at it. So I incorporated stretching and flexibility, especially because of my back surgery. I think that's also helped me out a ton. But I incorporated that into my workouts, and that helped out a lot because I felt like I could still get a good workout in while still taking care of my muscles, which is, I feel like, was a big part of the struggle. Also, another big thing, reading, you know, I think reading was awesome. I feel like I got used to it. Now when I don't read at least 10 pages a night, I feel weird. I feel like I have to go find a book before I go to bed. I finished like 5-6 books in the last 3 months, which is an all-time high for me because I don't read. I literally don't read. So that's been really cool. The progress pic is easy. You just have to set a reminder. And I downloaded an app called 1 second of, no, 1 second every day. And you just take a photo every single day and upload it, and it makes a little cool video for you. So that was pretty, I think that was pretty doable. The hardest part for me was honestly the water. It was drinking a gallon of water. And it's because, you know, I feel like, I don't know, if you count how much water you're actually drinking right now every single day, you'd be surprised, and you'd say, okay, I'll probably drink something close to a gallon, but you're not. Like, I guarantee it, because I thought I drank a lot of water, but when I had to start drinking a gallon of water, I just remember going to the bathroom like every 30 minutes and getting home and just feeling like, fuck, I have to finish this gallon of water. I have to finish this last bottle. And it would be like 10:30, 11. I felt like I was going to throw up all this water. And then, you know, I would be going to the bathroom like at 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. So that was the hardest part for me, just because, I don't know, I've never been like a big, big water drinker. So that has been a challenge for me. And I love it because now after 75 days, you'll see me walking around with my blue water bottle everywhere I go. I bought this, like, I invested it, you know, $20 into like a nice, nice water bottle that, you know, keeps your water cool the entire day. And you can take it anywhere, you can drop it and it will be fine. It's kind of like those one, like the hydro flasks that you see with, you know, people taking everywhere, but like it's a Costco brand, which I love it. I think it's awesome. And yeah, so that's been a fun part, just because it's, you know, I just remember like getting home and being like, oh shit, I forgot to drink my water, and just like chugging water right before bed and thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to go to bed tonight. So that was pretty fun. Other times were like, I would want to wake up early and go to the gym, and I didn't do it. And things would happen throughout the day. You know, it would be Friday night and my friends would want to go out. All these things would happen. And I remember, you know, just going to the gym like at 11:30, 12 at night on a Friday night while everyone was out, and just thinking like, this is pretty fucking cool. Like, this is exciting. This is cool that I'm doing things that not everyone's doing, and I'm pushing myself to complete this challenge. And so that was really fun. But yeah, I mean, I think the first month was kind of just like a lot of peeing, a lot of finding out what it is that I like, that I don't like, doing a lot of exercises, being very, very sore all the time. But yeah, so I got past my first month. My second month, I think it went by pretty fast. I did go traveling that second month, and that was super hard because when you travel, you know, and notice next time you travel somewhere, just for leisure, you know, just for fun. As far as like working out inside and outside, it's hard, right? Like, I mean, I walked like for hours. So that was my workout outside. But my indoor workout was hard because, you know, you're in a hotel room, and if the hotel doesn't have a gym, what do you do? And so it was fun. It was interesting going through that as well. There was one day where I didn't take the photo, and it was that day when I was out in San Francisco. And, you know, I biked for 8 hours that day. I did so much exercise, but I just didn't take the photo. But, you know, that was definitely a challenging part. Also, you know, following my diet and, you know, seeing all these like awesome dessert shops in San Francisco and all these cookies. I love cookies. I love chocolate. And just saying no to that was hard, but it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. I think as I start the next phase of 75 hard, I'm going to make it a little bit harder for me when it comes to the diet, just because I feel like, you know, I did cut down on my sugars a lot, but I still feel like I could eat better. So yeah, so that was kind of like the middle part of the 75 hard challenge. Okay, and then just to close it off, I want to talk about my last 15-30 days doing the 75 hard challenge. I think I definitely got into a routine of, you know, for example, my progress pic, I would take it every night before I would go to bed. My water, I knew that I had to drink a bottle of water. I had a 44-ounce bottle. So I have to drink 3.5 of those every single day. So if I drink one in the morning before I went to work, one during work before 3 p.m., and then another one after work around 4 p.m., I would be finishing my water around 8 or 9 p.m. So that was a plan. Obviously, a lot of the times I would just be drinking it right before bed, but I got that system down, and I love it. I feel like I love water for some reason. I just like cannot like drink anything but water now. You know, just because you look at like, okay, I could drink a smoothie or I could drink my water and be done with it. So you just kind of choose the water every single time. The diet was great. I think towards the end, I was thinking, oh man, I'm craving a cookie. I'm craving something. Like I really want that right now, but, you know, it was okay. And I think just working out twice a day is just, it's hard. I think working out once a day is hard. And, doing this for 75 days was just, I feel like my body is just aching, and, you know, I've already finished 75 hard. I'm already jumping into the next phase, but I feel like my body is just recovering very, very slowly. And yeah, I'm excited to maybe take a rest after this next challenge and just let it heal for a bit, let it recover for a bit. But Yeah, I mean, honestly, I remember, you know, my best memory was just making that last run to finish off 75 days, my last workout of the day, because everything else I had done. And so, you know, I remember, you know, turning on the music and thinking, holy shit, this is gonna be the last time. When I get back home, I'm not gonna have to do this again. And so, you know, I would be running and I got really excited. It was a really good run, even though my legs were super sore from the day before of doing leg day. And I went to a high school, you know, I went to a high school track. It was completely empty. I just ran by myself and I stretched outside, and it was a really, really nice day. And as I got back home, I just remember thinking, number one, just like, I felt kind of sad, actually. I felt kind of a little bit disappointed that it was ending. And I kept asking myself why. And I feel like the reason, you know, after hours of kind of pondering about it, I feel like the reason behind it is that intent was not behind the 75 hard challenge every single day. What I mean by that is that some days I would just do things just to get them done. Okay, so let me repeat that. I would do things just to get them done. I wouldn't do things with the intent, with the purpose in mind. I wouldn't ask myself, why am I doing this? You know, and then and living, you know, being in that moment at that specific time, I wasn't doing that. All I was doing is was just checking things off my list without, you know, seeing and understanding and living in the moment when I was achieving those things, those tasks. So I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaways that I've had, is just, you know, living with intent, living with a sense of just purpose and understanding of the moment and being in the moment. I think it's huge for me now. After 75 days, I feel like I'm a person that can, you know, confidently say they can achieve new things. They can, you know, be disciplined and follow a routine, which is something that I couldn't say before, you know. And yeah, so 75 hard was a it was a blast. I recommend it for everyone, but at the same time, I do want to say that you need to do it with intent, and you need to think about why you're doing it. Because if you're doing it just to, you know, post it on social media, don't do it. And if you're doing it just to make other people proud, don't do it. Like, do it because you want to improve your mental health. Do it because you want to challenge yourself. I did it because I wanted to get out of my comfort zone, and I wanted to see how much of this I could actually do. And I feel like, you know, Andy Frisella and all these podcasters, they give so much value about the, you know, how powerful the mind is. And I feel like it's so true. I feel like it's just about doing things. Like, you either do things or you don't. It's just a yes or a no. It's just, you know, if you have a goal in mind, if you have a task that you need to complete, you either do it or you don't. It could be 1 in the morning, you're in bed, and you forgot that you haven't worked out outside. Then you get your ass up and you go run for 45 minutes until you're ready to go back to bed. So it's these things that, you know, they come to our minds, and we usually tend to just brush them off, and we usually justify different reasons why we shouldn't, or why we won't achieve or complete those tasks. And again, it's not just you, or it's not just me, it's everyone. I think a lot of us justify, you know, the reasoning behind not doing things to complete our goals. So I hope that you guys are finding value from this podcast, and I hope that this intrigues you enough to maybe try out the 75 hard challenge for yourself. If you want to learn more about it, go check out my latest post on Instagram. My Instagram is at BastianG06. And you'll see my progress pic in there. You'll see a video in there. But more than anything, you guys, I just hope that, you know, you follow your life with purpose and with intent. And you do things that matter to you, and you do things that, you know, that when you do those things, you're in the moment and you're giving your 100% to that moment. It sounds very cheesy, and maybe, I don't know, maybe because it's late, and I don't know if it sounds too cheesy for you, I apologize, but I feel like just, you know, we go through life doing things and achieving things and being sad and being happy and being angry and being joyful, and we just go through these phases without really thinking about that moment and valuing and treasuring that moment. So I think more than anything, I just encourage all of you to treasure those moments. Treasure the moments of struggle. Treasure the moments of joy. Treasure the moments of just being, you know, laying down on your bed, reading a book, because those moments are valuable. And right now, in whatever spot you are in life, whether, you know, everything's great and you're working hard and you're improving your life, or, you know, someone you loved died and something horrible happened to you, you know, things are gonna get better and things are gonna get worse. And that is life. That's going to happen. So just be intent, you know, have intent in everything that you do. And that's so hard to do. I understand that. But I think if you're more conscious about this, and if you keep thinking about how you can have more intent in your life, the small things that happen to you, whether they're amazing or they're good, are just going to be just a little bit better because you have that intent in mind. So with that, I hope you guys found a lot of value from this podcast. I hope you guys feel a little bit encouraged, feel a little bit motivated. But outside of that, I just hope that you found enough value to share with other people, and enough value that you can reach out to me and maybe ask me questions. I'd love to connect with all of you who are listening. And I think that's it. That's it for today. So thank you guys all for listening, and I'll talk to you later. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.